Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I have a very special guest on the line for you tonight. He is one of the most, right now, powerful figures in the vegan bodybuilding scene. He's one of the most massive bodybuilders out there today that's doing it 100% vegan. And if you ever get the chance to meet him, he's just the nicest guy in the world. If you ever get to go and see one of his shows, you gotta go up to him. He's one of the most approachable guys you'll ever meet, and he's just got a big heart, and I can't wait to bring him on. So let's bring on our guest, who is a two-time bodybuilding champion. He is an ACE-certified personal trainer. He's got a certification in plant-based nutrition from Cornell University. He is the co-owner of Root Force Personal Training in Richmond, Virginia, and he is the founder and co-owner of veganmuscleandfitness.com. So please, let me introduce you to Mr. Derek Tree Size. Derek, how are you, my friend?
Thank you. That's quite an intro. I'm doing very well. How are you, Thomas?
Dude, I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful, hot day in Austin, Texas right now, and the sun's finally setting, so that means that once the sun sets, it should be another 2 to 3 hours before it gets down under 100 degrees, and I'm looking forward to that.
Sounds nice.
No, I'm telling you, it's been an incredibly – well, I can't tell you if it's been a hot summer or not because I haven't been here very long. But we just rolled back to watch you win your category in bodybuilding just a couple days ago here in Austin. We were just kind of punched in the face by the insane humidity and the heat over here.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful though. It's nice sunshine over there.
Nice sunshine. Well, what's it like in Virginia? Just before we get started in what we're going to be talking about. I mean, what's it like over there? Is it super hot? Is it super humid? What's the deal?
It's very humid. We're actually having a mild year this year, so it's been in the 80s and raining a lot, which is unusual. Normally, it's like 100 degrees and really humid this time of year.
Oh, wow.
We have all four seasons. It snows a little bit in the winter. There's a beautiful spring and a beautiful fall. They're both mild, and then we have our hot, muggy summers. Everything.
That's awesome. Well, listen, dude, so first of all, let me congratulate you. I mean, you won first place in your bodybuilding category at the Naturally Fit Super Show here in Austin, Texas. I mean, you came here with a group of other tremendous athletes, but you took the number one spot in your category. Your weight class, I guess, was it your weight class, or how do they organize the bodybuilding division?
Men's bodybuilding light heavyweight, which made me the biggest vegan bodybuilder in that group, which is also pretty cool.
You're light heavy? Well, I guess, okay. Well, you are heavy, but you're on the light side of heavy. Okay, so there was one guy so there's one more category that was bigger than you, right?
Yes, there was no one at this show in the heavyweight category, but that would have been, I believe, 192 pounds plus.
And how much did you weigh?
I was about 185 on stage, give or take a pound or two.
185. How much do you weigh off season?
Off season, I generally get up into the low to mid 190s. I don't put on a lot of body fat intentionally. Plus, I have a pretty quick metabolism. But my goal is, for quite a while now, has been to get up over 200 pounds without getting too much body fat on.
So that's really cool. Well, that's cool. So I mean, you stay around a weight where you're no more than 5 to 10 pounds away from getting on a stage.
Absolutely.
I mean, so was it a lot of effort for you to get ready for this contest? I mean, if you're just 5 to 10 pounds away from being stage ready?
Not until the very end. Like I said, I have a pretty quick metabolism, so I generally, if I'm eating fairly healthfully, I'll sit around 7 or 8% body fat without much effort. But getting below 5% or 4%, no matter who you are, is going to take some work. So the home stretch, the home 4 to 6 weeks is a little bit of effort, but other than that, I have a very easy time.
So is it 6 weeks of work for you and you're ready to go? That's pretty damn awesome.
I started my diet at 16 weeks out, but it was basically my normal diet, only I just cut out some refined stuff, didn't eat out at restaurants as often, very little in the way of calorie restriction or extra cardio. So I started 16 weeks out, but it was very, very mellow. I would say the only hard dieting was about 6 weeks out.
That's fantastic. All right, and you're a family man too, right? I noticed that you had the most adorable little boy. His name is Miles.
Miles, our son. He's 16 months old, and he's 100% plant-based and plant-built just like we are, but him from birth and conception and all that good stuff. He's a handful, but he's wonderful.
Now, you have a kid, and I guarantee there's a lot of people in my audience, that, especially my female audience members, that want to know, even though he's got a kid, does it mean he's married?
Yes.
Just checking, because I think there was some research done on you, and they noticed that your wife, right? You are married. That your wife's last name isn't Treesize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, she kept her last name, and we actually hyphenated our son's name, so his last name is Torres Treesize.
All right, so that way, well, it could be either one. Okay, well, so then there it is. Well, I guess we just answered that question, ladies, so sorry about that. That, yes, in fact, he's married, and the fact that his wife doesn't share his last name. I know they were hoping – I think they were just hoping that she was just a girlfriend of yours and that, maybe it wouldn't last. But, oh, well, sorry to break everybody's hearts. Good for you guys, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. All right, my friend. Well, listen, one thing I noticed about you that I thought was really unique is that you're probably the biggest vegan bodybuilder that I've met so far. And have you always been really massive, or did you have to work your way up there with a lot of effort?
I've actually definitely had to work my way up here. I'm naturally an ectomorph. Like I said, I sit in the off season when I'm at a normal percentage of body fat. I'm in the mid 190s, and when I started actually actively trying to gain weight, I was in the upper 160s, low 170s sometimes.
And how tall are you?
About 5'11".
5'11". All right. So good. Sorry. So you're 5'11", and when you started doing this, you're 160 pounds. Now, how long have you been vegan?
I've been vegan since 2007, so about 6 years now.
6 years?
And minor correction. I was actually sitting around 170 before. Not that it matters, but
okay.
I was a little bigger, like upper 160s.
Okay, so is that when? So in 2007, you were the upper 170s?
Low 170s, upper 160s. I was a little bigger for a stretch before I went vegan. I was not as lean. And that's something I definitely noticed going vegan, is I got much leaner with no effort at all. But I was sitting probably about 180 before I went vegan, and then after that, no matter what I did or how badly I ate or anything, I was always about 170.
So you're 180, went vegan, dropped down to 170.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did you turn it around? How did you gain so much muscle mass?
Well, funny thing is, when I dropped that weight, it was, like I said, with no effort at all, and it was body fat. I had forever in high school and everything, even though I was in multiple sports and was fairly cognizant of what I was eating, I was always at 11% body fat, 12% body fat, and still lean. I still had a 4 to a 6 pack, no problem. But it seemed to be stuck there. And then I changed my diet, and I wasn't even being as cognizant of eating healthy. I was just eating things like tofurkey, sausages, things. Body fat dropped to 7% within a month or two. It dropped really quickly.
Wow.
And then it just stayed there ever since. I have a hard time getting it higher than that unless I'm eating really poorly. So that's how I dropped that down. And then, I decided to...
So basically you weren't even trying. You just kind of switched over to a vegan diet, and then 10 pounds of fat just came off of you, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. It was not even trying. It just fell off.
So, during that time, would you say you lost any muscle, or did you just keep the muscle that you had? And, well, I mean, you said it was pure body fat, so, I mean, I guess there was no difference in strength for you? None of that changed when you lost the 10 pounds?
I was doing more martial arts and a little less weightlifting at that point, so my training was a little more cardio-oriented, but I picked up the vegan diet towards the end of that anyway.
What kind of martial arts were you doing, or do you do?
I don't do them anymore. I did about a year and a half of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and almost a year of Muay Thai kickboxing.
Muay Thai. Oh, wow. Sounds pretty badass.
Yeah, it was fun. The workouts were very hard, though. But, yeah, I definitely noticed my strength in the gym was not phased at all, even though I immediately dropped 10 pounds. You know, I was very, very surprised because that's one of the things that I was worried about.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I don't want to get skinny. I don't want to get weak. And, you know, my performance improved. My stamina went up. My strength held steady, even though I wasn't even making a special effort to do that.
Uh-huh. So and at the
impressed.
Time, were you trying to keep your protein up?
Like I said, I wasn't even paying that close of attention to my diet, whereas I had been very, very careful when I was on an animal protein-based diet before.
Sure.
I was really just, you know, more interested in satisfying food cravings. And, yeah, I was paying attention to protein, but I wasn't as careful as I had been on an omnivorous diet, at least mm-hmm. at the start. I was eating more pasta, more bready things like that, like fake meats. Lots of tofurkey sandwiches, lots of tofurkey sausages, that kind of thing. So a lot more processed food than I had been eating and more than I eat now. And even with that, I still dropped body fat and noticed significant improvements in performance.
Well, how come – what made you decide to go vegan?
Actually, when I met my wife, you know, she was my girlfriend at this point. She started talking about it. I was not really familiar with vegan versus vegetarian. I was one of those people, like, what's the difference? I was also one of those macho men, you know, I'm always going to eat steak. I'm going to eat the biggest steak at the restaurant as often as I can kind of guy. But I'm a health nut, and I've always been a health nut. And she started talking to me about the health impacts of eating animal products versus not eating them. And I'd never heard that before.
Mm.
You know, everyone always said red meat was bad, and I didn't really know why.
Right.
But she turned me on to the China study. And a couple other books, but that was the main one. I read that, and then I immediately decided to give it a 30-day trial. I'm like, wow, I had no idea that these things were having such a big health impact across the world. So tried it for 30 days, and then at the end of a 30-day trial, which wasn't too bad. It was much easier than I was expecting. You know, I craved food, but that even wasn't too intense, and it went away quickly. At the end of the 30-day trial, I went out for a steak and ice cream dinner to celebrate my accomplishment,
mm-hmm.
and felt horrible. Ate it, got sick, was sick for like a day and a half, just terrible stomach pain. And then I was like, wow, this is pretty intense. My body can't even process this after only 30 days. So I was like, okay, you know, I'll have animal products as a treat maybe once a month, and the rest of the time I'll eat vegan because it's clearly better for you, and it felt better. And the couple times that I tried to do that, it tasted worse every time I tried it, and it made me feel terrible. So I was like, you know, forget this. There's no point.
Interesting.
And I feel much better without it. Yeah.
So you went vegan for 30 days. You're inspired after reading the China study, which is a freaking amazing piece of work, and you did it for health reasons.
Yes.
Right. And then you did it for 30 days. Ate some animal products at the end of it, and then you had a physical aversion to it that kept you from ever eating again.
Exactly. My plan was, okay, this stuff's bad for me. I'll have it once in a while. That
yeah.
That was my plan after 30 days. But then, literally, my tastes changed pretty rapidly to where it started tasting worse and worse every time I try a little bit, and it always made me sick.
Interesting.
And, yeah.
And that's, you know, you're one of the first people I've talked to that's had that experience. And so what did some of the things, well, first of all, what was some of the favorite non-vegan things that you ate that, you know, once you finished your 30 days, you're like, okay, I can't wait to eat this. And I want to know kind of what was the difference in the taste.
Yeah, no, steak and ice cream. I was very much a red meat guy. I would go and get the cowboy steak, you know, probably 2 or 3 nights a week. My grandfather would take me out when I was a younger, you know, a teenager, and we would go out and have a steak dinner.
God, I used to love the taste of steaks. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, and so I would go out and get huge steaks. So I loved them, and, you know, ice cream, what person doesn't like ice cream? So that was my celebratory meal, and honestly, the meat just, it lost whatever that richness of flavor that I craved was, and just tasted greasy and chewy and in a gross way.
Really?
Like very greasy.
Wow, so you remember what it was like chewing into it and actually experiencing as you were eating. You remember that?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. I mean, and it just didn't have that taste anymore. Mike, I haven't had a single bite of steak ever since the day before I went vegan. The day before I went vegan, I ate about 4 pounds of steak, and then the very next day I went vegan as an experiment, kind of like you. I gave it a trial. Mine was an 8-week trial, but I never went back after that. But in my mind, God, it was like the best tasting thing ever. That was my favorite. But if I were to imagine myself eating steak, I only imagine myself loving it. I just, that's just the fondest memory of non-vegan food that I have. So you had some afterwards, and you're just saying it didn't even taste good.
Yeah, very, very strange.
What about the ice cream? Same thing?
Ice cream, the dairy part of it, because I could distinguish the dairy versus the sweet. The sugar still tastes great. I still have a crazy sweet tooth. But anytime I accidentally eat dairy, that kind of that buttery, that richness that only dairy has that you know the taste of, like if you have cream or butter or anything, that really concentrated richness is gross. And it's weird because I remember that same taste being delicious, but now it's somewhat repulsive.
That's incredible. That's amazing. And what about things like, you ever had any whey protein since the first day that you went vegan? Things that you don't really notice that much, or that's usually hidden in foods?
Probably. I mean, basically the more hidden or processed it is, the less I would notice it. But
do you actively seek out and look for those type of ingredients in your foods? Like make sure there's no whey in it, there's no milk products?
Definitely. I'm at this point, and it took about a year of transition before I was super strict. Even though I wasn't seeking out and ordering it in restaurants, I wouldn't care if there was like eggs and bread I got or something like that. It took about a year for me to become super strict. But yeah, now I completely avoid everything, and I have for that amount of time, just because I know it's contributing absolutely nothing to my health, and in fact, it's harming it.
So,
and all those other things like the environment, the animals, and all these other reasons.
Well, what is it that keeps you going now that makes you – I mean, especially when you said you went super strict, that means you're not – when I say – I'm guessing when you say super strict, that means you're not eating any animal products, period. It's non-negotiable. You don't eat that stuff anymore, right?
That is not food, exactly.
It's not food. What is it?
Reasons.
Yeah, start off for health reasons. Uh-huh.
Yeah, start off for health reasons. But now, I mean, I feel like it's my duty now that I know so much more about how food impacts everything, including our health, including the economy, including the environment, including, the amount of water that is available, land that is available, and, of course, the animals and the way animals are treated. You know, now that I know how food impacts all those things, I can't in good conscience, partake in any consumption of any animal products. And I also feel that I have an obligation to be a role model and to tell other people or show other people that, you absolutely do not need these foods. They are only harmful to your well-being, and there's no reason to include them in your diet.
Mm. I was there. That's how it got me. For me, it was on the fourth day of going vegan. I finally made those connections. And did you ever feel any sense of guilt for ever having meat and dairy? Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up eating the biggest steak on the menu and being one of those guys that's like, I don't even care about animals. I'll go hunting or whatever. I was a deep sea fisherman for my entire youth up until right when I went vegan. So I was definitely that guy, and I definitely feel some remorse about that now.
That's what happened with me. On day four, I felt like the biggest piece of crap on the planet. And for the first time in my life, I felt that I did have a responsibility on this planet, and that I was I was being completely irresponsible before that, and I felt guilty for every last ounce of meat that I ate, every last fish, every last ounce of dairy or milk that I drank, and wanted to repent in the biggest way. And just every day, every single day since then, I've just felt more and more and more of a sense of responsibility for the planet and for the animals, and then of course everybody's health and mine, of course. But for me, it really hurt me to the center of my core to think that I ever did eat meat and was part of that whole system of meat and dairy, and how it hurts our planet, and how it hurts our economy, and how it hurts our just about every aspect of our lives at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree with you, and that's the best way of saying it is I feel the more time goes by, the more responsible I feel, definitely, because I know these things and so many people don't. And what choice do you have but to share it as widely as possible?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, for me, it's just I have this really deep, painful ache in my heart, and the only thing that seems to make it feel better is when I feel like I'm doing something that is pushing this movement forward. Every time I hear that somebody is making the decision to go vegan, it gets a little better, but it's a deep, deep, deep ache, and I can't. It's just too uncomfortable and it hurts too much, I can't stop until I feel that I've taken the pain away. And there's a lot of work to do. So great, brother. I feel you 100%. I'm so happy to hear that, because once you go into – this is my belief, and tell me if you agree. But once you go into the ethical vegan phase – a lot of people get into becoming vegan for different reasons. I know a lot of health vegans that just do not care about the – ethical side of things. They just don't care about that. They're more concerned with the health. I find that those folks, bless their hearts too, but I find that those folks are a little bit more lackadaisical about continuing and making sure that every last thing that they eat is 100% vegan. But yeah, my ethical vegan friends that are doing 100% for ethical vegans, I mean, they are just the most hardcore out of them all. They will never, ever, ever eat anything that's not vegan because –
absolutely.
Well, you know, it goes against their morals, and that's so. So great, man! I'm really, really happy that someone like you, who's such an amazing role model, and folks, if you haven't checked him out, just Google Derek, Derek. His last name is Treesize, Treesize, and just Google him. Look at the images on the net, so you can see how massive and how good this guy looks. And you can see what I mean. He's a huge role model. And Derek, you're going to do a lot for this movement, my friend. So let's get into your workouts here. I want to know, what did you eat? What was your diet like? And what were your workouts like that helped you put on so much good quality mass? You went from 170 pounds to 185 contest ready lean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's been a long process in the transition. I started out like I kind of initially said, is trying to find replacements for the foods I missed. So I was eating a lot more processed foods, a lot of fake meats, a lot more breads and pastas than I had been. But over time, you know, as I learned more about nutrition, and especially in the last probably 4 to 5 years, I've really, really, really caught on to the whole foods movement. Reading works by like Dr. Furman, following all the different plant-based doctors, Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. Greger, Jeff Novick, all these experts that are out there now and disseminating so much great information. My wife and I are both very, very much whole food advocates. We try to completely limit our processed food unless we're eating out or having a special treat. Mm-hmm. So really the food groups I rely on, regardless of the time of year or what I'm doing, are fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and legumes, and to a smaller extent, nuts and seeds, but I definitely follow a fairly low-fat diet. I would say my motto is with my clients and with myself is beans and greens. I eat a lot of beans, a lot of green vegetables, and I think those are things that everyone should eat a lot of. They're packed in fiber, they're packed in phytonutrients, they're low in fat. Both of those food groups are the most condensed sources of dietary protein of the whole plant foods. You know, beans are about 30% protein, green vegetables are about 40 or 50%. So that's kind of my motto with everyone is beans and greens, and I eat a ton of them.
So, like, was there ever a point where you're training, you're eating, you changed something up, and suddenly you started just putting on some serious mass?
Yes, definitely.
So what were the things that you changed up? And we're going to wrap it up right there. I want to thank you so much for listening in. This is part one of a three-part series with Mr. Derek Treesize, two-time vegan bodybuilding champion. You just learned his top secret mass-building bean shake. In the next episode, you're going to learn exactly what Derek eats meal by meal, food by food, and how much he eats and when he eats in order to create all of that vegan muscle mass. And then don't miss episode number 3, where he shows you how he combines that with his specific workout program, by rep, exercise by exercise, set by set to achieve the overall physique that he's created. I hope you've enjoyed the show so far. If you haven't already, make sure that you do go over to veganmusclebook.com and pick up your free muscle-building vegan ebook. Also, if you have any questions, feel free to send them to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com, as well as join in on the current conversation that's happening over at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. I thank you so much for listening today. I am your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.